Correspondents on News Talk ZB.
Well, officials in New York are promising a huge police presence to protect the city's marathon, which will take place early Monday morning New Zealand time. It follows this week's truck attack in Lower Manhattan, the city's deadliest terror attack since, can you believe this, 9/11. Our very sporty own Rachel Smalley is in New York City for the marathon and joins us now. Good afternoon, Rach.
Hi, Chris.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good, really. I mean, you know, New York is just such a fabulous city. And when you look at it from afar, it always seems like this big, scary metropolis. But once you're here, you know, it's a small city in terms of the size and, you know, lots of skyscrapers, lots of people everywhere. But it's a cool little city to be in. I feel really good.
Now, a lot of officials in New York, of course, are promising a massive police presence to protect the city's marathon. What's your sense of the police presence there? Are you starting to see that now?
Yeah, I think marathons are probably one of the most, you know, the safest sporting event you can go in. Ever since the Boston bombings, the Boston Marathon, I think marathons have been, you know, the organisers have recognised that they've got a large mass of people and largely Westerners that come together. So security is always really good. But here, of course, when we had that attack, just as I arrived in, actually, in Lower Manhattan, I had an email immediately from the New York Marathon, and they said, look, we've beefed up security. There will be large numbers of police out there. They're talking about more helicopters in the sky, snipers on the roof. So I think for most marathoners, it's kind of business as usual. You know, I don't think people are necessarily frightened because there's such a big police presence here for sure.
It's interesting you say that. So despite the horrific attack earlier this week, I get the impression it is business as usual for most people in downtown New York, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in London for the July 7th attacks as well, and it was pretty much the same. I mean, you have to go on and live your life, and what terrorists are trying to do is disrupt the Western way of life. So people just get on, I think. And I think when you live in a big city like London or New York, I mean, you don't really have any option. You go to work, you go about your business, and, you know, it's a tragedy. But if your time's up, your time's up. So I don't get any sense, certainly from the public. And I've been out and about running around the streets. So I've been in Fifth Avenue. I've been in Seventh Avenue. I went across to the Marathon Expo to pick up my race bib number today. And everyone is, you know, in terms of the public, you know, everyone's pretty relaxed.
The weird thing is, Rachel, I think that the more and more these terror attacks happen, the weaker the coverage is. So therefore, the less prominent these attacks get, and hopefully the byproduct of that will eventually mean less attacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have looked at the local news media here today, and you know, when I say local, we're talking CNN and what have you. I mean, you know, the attack that happened in Lower Manhattan is gone. You know, they're talking about North Korea again now. So, you know, it's quite interesting. But in saying that, when I went to the expo today, the Marathon Expo, which is where 51,000 people have to go to pick up their numbers over the next few days, right across the centre where you pick it up, the big centre in Lower Manhattan, I mean, it's just wall-to-wall police cars that are along the line of the street. And then as you walk in, there are just so many police officers, and they're all in heavy gear, and they're all standing there with very heavy weaponry. So it's a fairly intimidating situation. And like I said, with that email that came out, I mean, they said they will have a much heavier police presence. They've got sand trucks, trucks filled with sand around key points of the marathon. They'll have blocker vehicles. They've got sniper teams on the roof. So they're sniper teams that are looking down on what's going on below, because there's not just 51,000 people running. I mean, New York is amazing. 2 million people come out to support you. So there are massive support crowds here. But there are also sniper teams who are looking and targeting other rooftops to see if there are people on there as well. So, you know, I think probably one of the safest places to be is actually running the marathon, you know, on Sunday.
Well, I was going to ask, does it actually make you feel safe, or does it make you feel slightly anxious seeing the amount of military-styled police personnel lining the main routes of this run?
It doesn't really make me feel nervous, I have to say. And, you know, I bumped into a bunch of people here. There's the Achilles New Zealand charity that are here running with a lot of disabled athletes. There is the Catwalk Trust as well, and I've talked to all of them. They're all the same as I. You just go about your business. I think it makes you feel probably more safe. When I look at marathons like Paris, for example. And I think a marathon like Paris is where I would feel probably quite anxious. But the big American marathons, and I ran Chicago in October last year, I ran Boston in March this year. And in all the American marathons, I feel quite safe because they have just such massive security around them, which is sad that they have to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, the athletes just get on and do what they do and run. So, you know, I feel pretty safe being here, I have to say.
Rachel Smalley, you are an inspiration to those who don't run like me. Thank you for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is 14 to 5. Barry Soper with politics moments away.